When COVID-19 hit, millions of Canadians were either told to work remotely or temporarily laid off as governments ordered lockdowns to protect public health. Not Arlick Leslie. While others were setting up a home office or applying for income assistance, he continued to work at a Walmart warehouse in Mississauga, Ont. The non-compliance clerk was one of many workers deemed essential, heralded by politicians for their service at a time when even shopping for groceries felt like a risk. "We had to be out there, facing the elements," said Leslie. Many workers, including Leslie, didn't feel like their treatment matched the important role they were playing. Losing an hourly, hero pay bump after just a couple of months added to a growing pile of frustrations over wages and scheduling for Leslie and his co-workers. As time went on, Leslie and his co-workers saw unionized workers at places like Ontario's liquor wholesaler fighting, and winning gains, at the bargaining table, earning back some of what they felt they had lost since 2020. "We've seen the unionized workers speaking up for what they think they deserve," Leslie said. "So we're like, you know what? Why not give this a shot?" Workers at the warehouse unionized through Unifor last September and are now negotiating the terms of their first collective agreement. The COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent runaway inflation that eroded workers' purchasing power spurred what experts call a rise in union militancy, where workers drew harder than ever lines with employers on issues like wages and working conditions. The result? Many workers won significant wage gains and some unionized at notoriously hard-to-organize companies, buoyed by elevated levels of public support. "We've seen it with postal workers, we've seen it with dock workers, we've seen it with retail workers, we've seen it with production workers," said Bea Brusk, president of the Canadian Labour Congress. "It's a pretty universal phenomenon that workers are recognizing their worth and are willing to push for more, and they're willing to walk the picket line to get more. Health, safety, and hero status." The so-called hero pay was emblematic of workers in areas like transportation, healthcare, long-term care, and retail becoming the ones that we relied upon the most, said Brusk. But in some sectors, the hero pay was short-lived. For example, Canada's three major grocers removed their hourly bonuses in June 2020, Empire reinstated some bonuses for workers in lockdown areas that December. "While we appreciated them in the short term, it was almost performative," said Brusk. In the early months of the pandemic, amid constantly shifting public health measures and supply chain disruptions, many unionized employers looked to defer bargaining, said Leslie Prince, director of organizing at United Food and Commercial Workers Canada, especially in sectors massively affected by closures like hospitality. "There was so much uncertainty that most companies just wanted to sort of maintain the status quo, because they didn't know when things were going to reopen and start operating on a full-time basis again," said Prince. As the months wore on, companies were dealing with supply chain disruptions stemming from COVID-19 as well as geopolitical tensions and extreme weather, said Pascal Chan, Vice President of Strategic Policy and Supply Chains for the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. "There have been no shortage of disruptions." Justin Naposky, who was a national representative in Unifor's organizing department when the pandemic hit, believes some companies took advantage of the circumstances and sought concessionary deals. "Uncertainty and mass unemployment muted workers' resistance in 2020 and 2021, said Stephanie Ross, an associate professor at McMaster University's Labor Studies School. "But unions had more leverage as inflation spiked, labor tightened, and profits stabilized in some sectors. I think that the pandemic brought to the forefront a new set of issues for the labor movement to confront in workplaces and in public policy, and I think that it also created the conditions that brought forth a wave of militancy that we haven't seen in several decades," said Ross. "You can't eat hero status." In response to concerns raised by the unionizing workers at Walmart, spokesperson Stephanie Fusco emphasized pay premiums and bonuses the company enacted in 2020. As well as more recent wage increases. "Unionized workers didn't get the latest round of raises. The company says their wages will be decided through negotiations." Unifor has alleged the raise as an anti-union tactic, which Walmart denies. We take health and safety concerns seriously and work to promptly address them, Fusco said in a statement. Bargaining for deals. Unions tried to channel workers' frustration into negotiations, said Naposki, now Unifor's director of organizing. In 2022 and 2023, Unifor led a series of aggressive bargaining rounds, Naposki said, such as with the Detroit Three automakers. Workers at Stellantis, Ford Motor Company, and General Motors got double-digit wage gains and improvements to various benefits after a short-lived strike. The deals followed pandemic-related supply chain disruptions amid major pushes to invest in the electric vehicle transition. Metro grocery workers in the Toronto area made headlines during a month-long strike in 2023, eventually reaching a deal that essentially brought back their lost pandemic pay. Public sector workers also took to the streets, including tens of thousands of federal government employees in 2023. There was a moment from late 2022 onward, where unions had more relative power to make those gains, to go on strike, and more public support than we had seen for many, many years for those kinds of disruptions, said Ross, the McMaster labor specialist. But workers still faced pushback from their employers and, in some cases, governments. Last year, the federal government intervened in several high-profile private sector labor disputes. Business groups say major labor disruptions, like the month-long strike by Canada Post last year, as well as recent stoppages at ports and railways, cost the economy billions of dollars, disrupt the flow of important commodities, and jeopardize the livelihoods of small business owners. In some cases, industry called on the government to step in. Recent high-profile work stoppages have not only hurt employers and the economy but also Canada's reputation as a trading partner, said Chan, with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. These are getting a lot of attention internationally, he said. Some on the industry side, like the Canadian Federation of Independent Business Dan Kelly, believe the government has tipped the scales too far toward unionized workers in recent years through legislative changes. This, plus a tight labor market coming out of the pandemic, empowered workers, including non-unionized employees, to ask for higher-than-normal pay increases, Kelly said. Breakthroughs in organizing. One group of workers in particular made headlines across North America for unionizing. Employees at large chains, including multinational companies such as Starbucks, Walmart, and Amazon. Unifor began organizing at BC Amazon warehouses in 2023, and has filed to unionize one of them. The union is currently embroiled in a complaint against Amazon, alleging it tried to dilute and tamp down union support, which the retailer denies. UFCW, meanwhile, saw success at chains like Indigo and PetSmart. But Ross, with McMaster, said unions have had a hard time truly moving the needle at these corporate giants. The first unionized Amazon warehouse in Canada was in Quebec. After it lost a bid to challenge the certification, Amazon announced earlier this year it would close all of its Quebec warehouses, a decision the Confédération des Syndicats Nationaux is seeking to overturn. Digital updates. In addition to galvanizing workers, the pandemic also spurred long-overdue technological changes that make it easier to unionize, said Naposki. For example, digital union cards are now widespread, meaning workers can sign cards from anywhere. Votes are also usually electronic, resulting in a higher turnout. Ross said the pressures of the past few years have created a different mood in the labor movement than we've seen for a long time. But the question of whether or not the lessons from this last 5 years are going to be learned in ways that enhance the power of the labor movement to make economic and political gains for workers is, I think, still an open question, she said. The next 4 years of the Donald Trump presidency could prove to be another opportunity, Naposki said, as challenging times can build solidarity. The fire is still lit, he said. This is an opportunity and we've got to take advantage of it. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 8, 2025. Rosa Saba, The Canadian Press.